But if you want to change something in the human persona, you need a pattern interrupt. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me give it to you a flip way. Have you ever heard of like a meditation shawl? If you meditate in the same place or with the same jewelry or the same sweater or blanket or whatever, it holds the energy. So when you sit your butt in that chair, everything in part of you says, oh, it's meditation time. Right? That's where we have temples and churches. It tells you what you're there to do. So if you want to start something totally new, like imagining no overwhelm or imagining potential or how you do this next stage of your life, you can't sit in the same chair where you've written all your intellectual stuff. You can't do it. Are you with me?
I'll have to get another chair.
Or move or go to Starbucks. You got to do something drastically different to start a whole new habitual pattern of thought. You got to change the neuroplasticity in the brain by creating a whole different situation. Okay? You know, how do I connect to intuition? Even though, you know, that's my thing because I've done it so much. But if I want to use intuition in other areas, I have to come up with a pattern that isn't that. Is that making sense to you? Okay, so tapping can clear resistance to it, but guys, it does not put skill in for you.
I'm asking too much then today, huh?
Well, no, you're asking not a tapping question. And I'm giving you the answer. Create a new ritual.
I hear it.
Get different color paper, get different pens, get a different chair, and then say, when I'm here, and set a buzzer. Because if you don't set a buzzer, you're not going to have much progress. Say for 10 minutes only, I'm going to write something imaginative about the future or whatever you know, define it. Put your title. And then stop when the buzzer goes off. And you'll build up a new relationship with you to put in a new behavior. If you want to start working out and you never work out, what do you have to do? You can't sit on the same couch. Right? You got to go get new friends that like working out.
I give the chair to anyone.
Okay, so tapping is not about putting new skills in, guys. It's a clearing technique. And the story about it's hard, yeah. Hello, it's hard. If it was easy, we'd all be doing it.
But you're opening up that new space, like the roads and that stuff that you gave me. And that gives you that feeling that there's a lot more room in there to put the creative thoughts, and so you can go in that direction.
But you can't do it if energetically you're sitting in the old chair where you intellectualize.
Right.
Change the color paper. You know, change something. If you're typing, change the font. You've got to have a pattern interrupt energetically to create something new. I mean, think about it. Anything you want to do new, you got to get around new people, new situations, right? Rearrange the furniture. That will shift some energy.
Well, you helped me. I thought maybe tapping was the way, but I see exactly what you're saying now. So yeah. Much of this is ritualistic.
That's it. And we are ritual beings.
Wow.
We are.
I've developed rituals unconsciously.
Yep.
Because, you know, sit in the same chair and do the same thing.
And so you're working against yourself.
Yeah. You're stuck in that same rut. I can feel it from over here. I could feel it, that same chair feeling.
It served you at some point in your life to have those rituals.
Well, it still does. We don't want you to give up that. We still want you to read astrology, and your son and your children will still want some history. We don't want you to cut that off and kill it. We want that accessible to you when you choose it. But to create the new, you have to energetically support creating something new.
And maybe get a new chair.
Yeah. If you're going to plant a new little plant, you don't put it right in the oak roots. You go get new space for it.
Jesus said, don't put wine in old wineskins.
There you go.
Oh, that's true.
I heard a really good definition.
Don't put new wine in old wineskins.
We were talking about prayer or visualizing stuff earlier, and I heard a really good definition. Prayer is like see it, feel it, taste it, touch it, hear it, smell it, as if it's already happened. And just visualize it that way, like whatever you want, whatever your prayer is or your thought is, make it already have been there. You're already there.
Right.
And then you just move toward it.
Words that are not as though they were.
Yeah, so I prayed for I don't know how long, years and years. Thank you, God, for helping me grow so I get to know you better. Thank you for freeing me from the restrictions of my ego so that I might reach the potential that you see for me. Thank you for helping me feel my connection to the whole. And I forgot to say, and please don't let it be weird.
Because this is where he led you.
Yeah. I prayed that a really long time.
But that's a beautiful prayer.
So.
I'm gonna ask you to send that to
him. All right. So, yes, you got to, tapping only clears if you've got some old emotions that are, like if you've already got the skill figured out, the physical action, the right action to support you figured out, and then you're not following through. That's when you want to tap to see what's holding you up. But if you aren't already setting yourself up for the next step, you know, the tapping can't give you that. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
And I had a block and I just...
No, and we don't want to tap out all your amazing reminiscence and your skill and your intelligence. We want all that, but we want you to have choice over which one you're in.
There's an amazing book, or a book that was amazing for me. It's written by Dr. Joe Dispenza. It's called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
Oh, that's a good title.
Well, that is a fantastic book. I mean, it's an amazing book. It's really all the science of breaking the...
Yeah, he's in that documentary, Emotion.
Yeah. It's very, very interesting.
We both did the workshop, and it changed his life. And when I hear you speak, I'm thinking of the changes he made.
What is the name of it again?
Breaking Habit.
Breaking the Habit.
Of being yourself.
Being yourself.
Yeah. Chanel.